All the way, right to the rim. I gotta be able to feel that steam from that coffee while I'm standing up here all the way from the countertop. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the house, a 26-year-old Saturday morning tradition. Joined in studio today, we have Jennifer, Rosie's wife, you're sitting right here.
Good morning.
Sitting in. Rosie's actually with, he had some work in Portland, and he's actually fishing with T-Boy, my younger brother, this morning. Got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, a time that I don't know that my brother's ever seen from the getting up side. He's probably seen it plenty from the going to bed side. So hopefully they're catching. I didn't realize they were going salmon fishing. So. Outstanding. Dad's got the Saturday off. We have call screening today. It's Nancy Zumbrennan. Back there behind the glass is also Mike Reisch, our board tech. And for your landscape and gardening questions, we have fourth generation Arizona, third generation gardener, and president of the Arizona Nursery Association, Jay Harper, at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. Yeah, happy Memorial Day. Great weekend. Wonderful weather. Seems like Memorial Day weekends the last number of years have just been awesome weather. You know, I mean, I bet if you were camped out last night up north, you were a little chilly. You can't have a fire.
Oh, they got restrictions.
They got a couple big fires going too.
Do they ever. Now, but, generally speaking, those fire restrictions, you can still go to a designated campground, and they usually have a big steel ring, so you can at least put your fire in there.
There are different levels of fire restrictions, and certainly there. You know, I know you can't have a fire in dispersed camping. Maybe you can have one in an approved campground, but I'd be surprised if even that. It may just be propane stoves and.
Check your fire restrictions if you're going camping, or
if you haven't left by now, I don't think I'd go. I would guess you'd have a hard time finding someplace now. Stay home and work in the yard.
You have to go someplace nobody else wants to. Courtside.
Yeah.
Or
Alamo Lake. There's plenty of room at Alamo Lake this weekend.
Hey, if you're a fisherman, that might be the place to go.
Yeah.
So what are we? It's Memorial Day, so it's one of our citrus fertilizing.
That's right.
Weekends.
Time to feed the plants that feed you, as we say, amongst other things. Really, when we talk about time to feed citrus, it's really time to feed just about everything else in the landscape as well. So not only citrus, but all of your warm weather loving trees and shrubs, your mesquite trees, your palo verdes, your cat claw vine, your hibiscus, your bougainvilleas, your lantanas, everything in the yard. Probably could do with a good feeding about now, as well as your summer lawns are starting to green up. Start feeding your summer lawns once a month. Vegetable gardens should be pretty mature. You should probably be harvesting some tomatoes and peppers and things like that now. Maybe even still have a little lettuce and stuff hanging on. Make sure they're continued to be fertilized. So great weekend to check, since it hasn't gotten that hot yet, but boy, it's gonna make sure the irrigation system is functioning properly. And of course, it's a great time to still be planting, especially warm weather loving plants like, you know, all of your tachomas and bougainvilleas and lantana. And I think we struck a nerve a little bit last week talking about being creative and using things that maybe we consider more like a landscape plant as annuals or bedding plants or potted plants. Use canna lilies with bougainvilleas or lantana around them in a pot. They'll sure hold up better. They'll look better. They'll be easier to care for. And next fall, when you want geraniums again, you know, you could do a couple things. You can just get rid of them, or you could find a place in the yard and plant them, and then, you know, start over in your pot. So
now I was going to save this for a little bit later, but since you're talking about pots, when we were at the National Hardware Show, one of the things we found was called pot wheels. Have you seen those?
It's like a little caddy that they sit on, and you can move your pot around.
Designed specifically for moving around pots and containers. So, as we, you know, a lot of times we talk about moving that container into sun, or if we're doing like a dwarf citrus or something that needs shade, or something that might be heat sensitive and we're trying to move it under. Man, you get one of those bigger pots with a little bit of soil in it. Those aren't easy to move.
You need a good sized hand truck to move them around. Yeah. Yeah.
So, this pot wheels.
It was a great product, yeah. And just easy, a lot of the elderly people like to grow in pots because they're maybe in a little tiny yard. So you plant things in pots, but you want to move it around for the to catch the sun or to avoid the sun. So it's a great, great little.
So you leave it under the pot permanently?
No,
though.
it's like a dolly.
No? Oh, okay.
It's like a dolly.
It'll shove underneath.
But it's shaped like a pot, so
okay.
it cups the pot,
it's
so
round.
You can move it around. It won't tip off, you know.
It's cool.
So very cool.
So that's one. We'll cover a couple more as we go through the broadcast, but that's Pot Wheels. And we put this together at rosieonthehouse.com. On the front page under Best of Rosie, there's the 2014 National Hardware Show product review. Just click on that. And it's categorized. We should alphabetize the categories. It's kind of gardening and landscape products on top, and then it goes into housing products.
That's because they're the most important.
That's right.
That's why
we start off
fun.
With it every Saturday morning.
At least you're not biased. That's a good thing.
Not at all.
But for anyone that does a lot of container gardening or has a patio home and you're moving pots around, it's a great tool to have in your tool shed. But I didn't mean to interrupt. As we were talking about it, it just seemed like a perfect fit for that.
Absolutely.
When we're talking fertilizers, there's obviously a lot of products on the market, mm-hmm. and they come in two forms, granular or liquid. Talk through the one versus the other and
okay.
choosing, you know, maybe liquid's right for you or maybe granular's right for you. How do you know which to select?
It depends a little bit on how you're growing. If you're growing container-wise, then, you know, liquids or solubles, things you make a liquid out of. Maybe you put a couple tablespoons of something in a gallon of water and you mix it up and make a liquid out of it. Sometimes those are a little safer to use in a pot because, you know, it's going right into the root area of the plant and the plant's going to absorb it. Granular fertilizers, people, if they're not careful using those in containers, can burn a little bit or can burn a lot if you're not careful with using a dry granular fertilizer in a container. The advantage to granular dry type fertilizers is that they last a lot longer. They're more slow releasing. It takes them longer. All fertilizers have to become soluble before the plant can use it. Okay. So the liquid ones or the soluble ones are almost instantaneous. But they also then don't last very long. So if you read the directions on a water-soluble or a liquid fertilizer, it'll tell you to use them pretty frequently, maybe as much as once a week. Growing nurseries use them, and they just inject them right into their water. They're constantly being fed at very mild light solutions, but they're always being fed because it, you know, just leaches out and it doesn't have any residual. It doesn't last. So if you're feeding your citrus trees, you don't want to use a water-soluble liquid because, you know, it would take copious amounts of it, number one. And number two, you'd have to do it again in 2 weeks. So if you want to fertilize two or three times a year, it's much more economical and much more time, sensitive to go out with a nice granular dry fertilizer, apply it according to directions, and it works great. So it depends on, you know, what you're growing, how you're growing it, as to which one might be best for you. The main thing is really pay attention to the directions. We get a lot of people that use these water-soluble fertilizers and say, well, I fertilized this. How about 6 months ago with that? Yeah, well, so read the directions. Oh, every 14 days. You know, they all work. Every fertilizer that has an analysis will work. But there are directions that specify how they are best used and how they need to work. And if you don't do that, then they're not going to work as well as they should.
Now, I don't know if I'm the only one that has this problem, but I do the granular. We've got a big property,
right.
A lot to maintain, and I don't have time to be out there every 2 weeks. So I do granular for most applications. Our little container garden, I will use liquid products here and there. But our citrus trees, our fruit produce, our the nut trees, the pecan mm-hmm. trees, you know, those things, I do the granular. Well, that's every couple years, a couple times a year. I can't remember today, May 24th, mm-hmm. Memorial Day. I've got to go home this weekend. Well, I'm not in a place where I can just get up and go to a nursery and be back in 5 minutes.
Right.
This is an hour and a half commitment to get to a local nursery and back. So, of course, I didn't have time to go look last night to see what was left over. So I'll probably end up buying something. I'll get home and chances are I probably already had enough anyway.
Right?
But I wanted to be prepared and not leave for the weekend. What's the shelf life? And, I mean, will sitting out in a metal shed
right.
in the summer, does that break it down? Well, is it deteriorated? How long?
Well, with fertilizers, as opposed to maybe weed killers or insect sprays, those types of things, you know, as long as they're kept dry and they don't get wet and start to solubilize and form big clumps and chunks and hard, they should be fine. The other thing you can do if you are really particular about it is get some, you know, like a chlorine bucket or a resealable paint bucket or something like that, dump them into that and seal them. That'd keep the moisture out. Moisture is what's going to be the problem. It's not the heat. I mean, these bags of fertilizer before they go to the nursery are sitting in a warehouse that gets 100 and bazillion degrees in it. So that isn't a problem. It's moisture or, you know, water that's going to cause fertilizers to be destroyed. If that's the case.
Now, you classified that to say fertilizers as opposed to pesticides or something. Will those not last as long?
Generally not. And once they're opened, once some type of pesticide is opened, it generally has a relatively short lifespan. So that's a good case to only buy when you need it, buy a size you can use up at a pretty good clip. And not store a lot of stuff because they also settle, they separate. Anybody that's ever picked up an old bottle of something after a few years, it's all big old sludgy stuff at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's hard to get them mixed back up right, that sort of thing.
They lose its potency.
And so they just don't.
Interesting. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for anything concerning your landscape, garden, planting, fertilizing, pruning, or if we're doing a lawn transition, we've got Mr. Harper ready to talk to you. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And if you will build it, though, if you will grow it, man, that's a perfect sign, an invitation for critters to come and reap all your hard work. So that's why Repels All by Bonide should be in your tool shed for anything as it relates to if you've got rabbits that come, if you're in a more wooded area, higher desert, and you're dealing with deer or lots of rabbits, chipmunks, raccoons, Repels All applied, available in a concentrate. It's ready to use, ready to spray, or it also comes in granular. We were talking about the liquids and the granulars. It comes either way for whatever's best for your yard. It works by preventing animals from coming and eating up everything through smell and taste. But we, as people, can't smell it, so it's not one of these potent things that you're going to apply and then you yourself aren't going to want to go enjoy in your backyard. It'll keep the animals away, available at Christopher's and Lakeside, Tree Land Nurseries in Mesa, or Viola's Flower Garden in Flagstaff.